All right. The filters we have seen in the frequency domain so far, the high-pass, low-pass filters, the Butterworth filters, they are linear filters that are applicable for the separation of additive components. If you have two signals that have been added, G equal to F plus eta, and with the assumption that noise has stronger components at higher frequencies than the signal, we could apply a low-pass filter and suppress those components and expect to obtain only the desired signal. But of course, we would be passing the noise components in the lower frequency band along with the signal. You could use such filters to separate additive components or images that have been added together in the form of additive noise, for example. But if you have images that are multiplied in this form, what could you do? Suppose you have gxy equal to fxy multiplied with sxy. I gave an example earlier that this could arise when you are transmitting light through a transparency and recording an image of that. The observed image g then is equal to the transparency f multiplied with s, which is the field of light you are putting through the transparency. One would expect that field of light to be uniform, constant all over the image plane. But if it is not constant, then you will have some artifacts of lighting. And in that case, you may want to remove the effect of that uneven lighting. But how can you separate that? Because if you take the Fourier transform of this, you have GUV equal to FUV convolved with SUV. Multiplication in the space domain is converted to convolution in the frequency domain by the Fourier transform. So how can you separate these two convolved components? Because convolution will smear all values all over the place. So you cannot put a high-pass or low-pass filter to remove this, because the two spectra are mixed in a manner that cannot be separated by high-pass and low-pass filters. Now, suppose you have another case. The image GXY is the convolution of H with F, that is, passing through a linear shift invariant system with an impulse response H. Then GUV is HUV multiplied with FUV. The two spectra are multiplied. This is the case of regular filtering. But if you want to separate H and F, you cannot do that using high-pass and low-pass filters, because these are not added. They are multiplied point by point. There are techniques for deconvolution where you could attempt to divide this quantity by H and get F. But for that, you need full knowledge of H. And then division will have some problems. When H is zero or G is zero, then you cannot estimate those components. If you want to apply the kind of filters we have seen, Butterworth and other linear filters, in these situations where the original signals are not added but are multiplied or convolved, then you need some additional mapping. And Oppenheim and several other researchers developed a series of techniques that are called generalized linear filtering or homomorphic filtering. Here, the underlying idea is that linear filters are well established and understood. There is a long history, and there is quite a lot of material, theoretical material and practical information available relating to linear filters and their application or their design. And it would be attractive to continue to apply them to signals that are not combined in an additive manner, such as multiplication and convolution. Then, if you want to apply the Butterworth filter for some reason to separate such components, how could you possibly manipulate the signal, the input signal, such that the combination operation that occurred bringing the two components together in the original domain could somehow be converted to addition. And then you apply the linear filters we have seen so far, and then you could go back with the inverse operations. So the idea is to apply some operator to the incoming signal such that the combination is converted to addition. Now, let's start with the multiplicative system. G is F multiplied with S, and we know that the log operation converts multiplication to addition. So, very simple operation, apply log. So log of G is log of F plus log of S. So right away, the components now are added rather than multiplied. You need some conditions that they should be non-zero, so you do not take log of zero. Then you take the Fourier transform. Then GLUV is FLUV plus SLUV. I put the subscript L to indicate that you are taking the log and then you're taking the Fourier transform. So now the two Fourier transforms are added together like we have seen before. Now you may apply Butterworth, high pass, low pass, whatever you want to do, or any other linear filter of the kind we have seen so far. There is an assumption made that this log operation will not affect the separability of the Fourier components of F and S. The log operation simply scales the amplitude. So it is not expected that it would change the frequency domain characteristics of the signals significantly. If they are separable in the original domain, then before the multiplication, if they have spectra that are separated in the sense they could be overlapped, but one is strong in a certain band, the other is strong in a different band. And the overlap area, you cannot really do much. Then, a linear low-pass or high-pass filter may be applied to GLUV to separate them to the extent possible, as we have seen before. And then to go back, you apply an inverse transform like what we have done so far. And because we applied a log to begin with, you apply an exponential at the end. Then you scale them back, and they will have this, the components F and S after filtering will have the same relationship as they had at the beginning. And by the filter here, you would have changed their proportion somehow because you would have emphasized some frequency components and suppressed some others. So just as we did noise filtering or edge enhancement or enhancement of some part and suppression of some other part using the frequency domain filters, you could do the same now for multiplied signals. So I mentioned that when you have an image that is the product of an illumination function and a transmittance function or a reflectance function, and the homomorphic filter will then facilitate the separation of the illumination function. So you take that component out and you correct for that. How you want to correct for that, what you want to modify, depends upon what is wrong in the illumination function. So you apply a certain correction, and typically if you were to apply a high emphasis filter, you would get simultaneous dynamic range compression and contrast enhancement. I'll show some examples as to what is meant by that. So the scheme now is you have two multiplied signals. The X here indicates multiplication of the components. You take the log first, and that's the input image. It has components that are multiplied. Take the log. Now the components are added together. Apply the Fourier transform, and because the Fourier transform is linear, addition remains addition. And then you apply a linear filter to separate these, high pass, low pass, band pass, whatever you want. And that is linear, because, and then addition remains addition. Take the inverse Fourier transform to go back to the space domain, or if these are time domain signals, and go back to the time domain. And that is linear too, so addition remains addition. And then take the exponential to compensate for the log you took. An exponential of two added quantities will correspond to their product. So you're back to the product relationship at the end, and you have a filtered image because you applied some filter here and you modified the two components in the frequency domain. So here is an example. For this, we need to turn the lights off. You won't be able to see the detail much. Again, going back to the girl in the cave. Maybe I'll try some zooming too. Make this picture bigger. So here is the girl in the snow cave that we have seen before. And let me read the caption. First is log transformation, and then homomorphic filtering. Let me read this, and then I will high pass, but with high pass only. Okay. Okay, so we have the original image where the girl inside can hardly be seen. This is on part B on the right-hand side is after taking the log. Now, just taking the log has compressed the dynamic range. The problem here is this area within the cave is too dark and outside is too bright. And by taking the log, we have compressed that dynamic range, and that has already brought up the detail inside in the dark area because the bright area has been suppressed. And of course, after taking the log, I have mapped the result back to 0 to 255. This is the result of homomorphic filtering, where after homomorphic filtering, or with homomorphic filtering, I have put in high frequency emphasis of the Butterworth filter type I discussed earlier. So you see now that there is sharpening of the details. In addition to seeing the girl inside here, which we saw earlier in the log image, but now the details are sharper. If you pay close attention to some of these details, such as the treads on the boot, the soles of the boot, and some of these details on the jacket, the folds on the jacket, and so on, if you compare the two side by side, you will see that these details have been sharpened by the Butterworth high emphasis filter. And on the right hand side here, this is the result of applying only the Butterworth high emphasis filter without the homomorphic, without the log operation, and then you don't see that effect. So by applying the homomorphic filter, we are able to sharpen the details in the image, so we are getting contrast enhancement, and we also compress the dynamic range. The difference between the outside bright area and the inside dark area has been reduced. And that relates to the dynamic range. And by compressing that, using the log first, we are able to perform the enhancement. And I would also ask you to compare. Let me try something else. Compare the log with the filtered image. Just taking the log has compressed the dynamic range, but it has not enhanced the sharpness. After Butterworth high emphasis filtering, the sharpness has also been increased. And if you just do the Butterworth high emphasis, you don't get the same result because you haven't performed the compression first, the log operation first. So this image is better than the other two using log only or using Butterworth high emphasis only. If you refer to the papers by Oppenheim and Schaefer and others and Stockman, and also the classic textbook Digital Signal Processing by Oppenheim and Schaefer, you will see examples like this of, not like this in the sense of this nature, with bright areas and dark areas, where the original image has a large dynamic range and there are details in the bright areas and there are details in the dark areas that cannot be seen. But after homomorphic filtering, the contrast in both areas is increased by this technique. So if you want more examples, I would ask you to refer to those other papers and the book. But this image has similar characteristics, and I applied the homomorphic filter, and we seem to get comparable results or the effect that is expected. Yeah. I haven't looked at the histogram of these images. Histogram equalization, I have shown you the results earlier. There the transformation is based upon using the histogram information. Here, of course, we are not using the histogram information. What is emphasized here will be the high frequency components. So we are boosting the high frequency components. So the edge information is enhanced. The edge information is not related to the histogram. The edge information is related to differences between adjacent pixels. Whereas the histogram simply looks into the intensity and the occurrence of intensity values. It doesn't care where those values are, what the adjacent values are. So there is a major distinction between histogram manipulation and frequency domain enhancement of this kind. What you want to enhance is contrast by applying a derivative type of operation that will enhance differences between adjacent pixels all over the image. And that is high-pass filtering, a kind of high-pass filtering. Or I should say high-pass filtering and derivative type of operations are related. Okay? So there is no relationship between this and histogram equalization or manipulation. Whether the histogram of this enhanced image is broader than the original or not, that's a different question. I haven't seen that, but I wouldn't connect the two of this technique. I have not compared. Okay? Any other questions on this? So the Butterworth high emphasis filter that I applied here is this. I said it's the same as the earlier one. It's not correct. It's a slightly different Butterworth high emphasis filter. Here is another example with a part of a mammogram with calcifications. Now here we don't have a multiplicative model, but what we have are dark areas and bright areas in the same image. And if you want to enhance both, if you want to enhance contrast in both areas, then the homomorphic filter could help. So this is a part of a mammogram with calcifications, including bright areas and dark areas. And B is just the log. C is homomorphic filtering, where the calcifications are sharpened and details in both the dark and bright areas are enhanced. And if you were to just apply a Butterworth high emphasis filter, the same high emphasis filter used here, you get that, which is not the same. Now, whether part C is a better image or not is not the question. We didn't test by showing this to radiologists, which we did for other techniques, but this is simply to illustrate the effect of the homomorphic filter.